devil is a big show. Oh, it's a big bad show tonight.
First edition here in 2015 of the biggest show coming to town this week, where we take a look at all the big musical and comedy acts rolling through the Metroplex. We do this as a service to you, the P1, so that you won't miss a show. It's brought to us by the Granada Theater. Happy to have them on board again this year as a big sponsor of the big show. GranadaTheater.com for show listings. And we start off with five candidates here in this first week of the new year, and we've got some pretty big names rolling through town. Candidate number one, Friday night at the Dallas Convention Center, now also known as the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. It's the ultimate college football playoff kickoff party, featuring Toby Keith and Lady Antebellum.
Because we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
He's got a lot of better songs than that. I like Toby Keith. Nothing wrong with Lady Antebellum either. Yeah, that's part of the, as you mentioned, the series along with the game on Monday night. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. We got some big shows associated with the game itself.
Now, when did they make the Statue of Liberty animatronic to where she could shake her fist?
Never has been.
8 o'clock on Friday night, I'm still at home.
This is Toby Keith.
No, it's Lady Antebellum.
All my girls just keep on blowing up my phone, saying, come on, he ain't worth the pain. Do what you
blowing
do
up my phone. I don't know that that's really a country expression.
No.
Did your grandmother ever say that to you?
No.
Hey, George, why don't you blow up my phone?
I like them, though. I like their harmonies. I think they get some good stuff. Just makes me soft and all that, but I like them.
You've been all up in the club.
I support Toby Keith because he's a big Oklahoma fan. He's
yeah.
Also a Galveston guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he could play quarterback. Had some eligibility left, but that's another issue.
That's today's sad story.
Also on the bill is Brett Eldridge. Do you know him, Country George?
No, I don't. I'm not familiar with his work.
He's my half-brother.
I think you were Eldridge.
Yeah.
Not
that's
Eldridge.
A first name, too. It's not Egypt.
Our candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Also in association with the national championship game, which will be contested on Monday. This will be Saturday night at the American Airlines Center, Lenny Kravitz.
Sounds like a guy who should own the deli down the street.
I don't think he's the only one on the bill.
He's black.
Isn't it Lenny Kravitz and Sting?
Yeah, we're getting to that show, George. It's the next day. Thanks.
Saturday?
Yeah, according to my list, it's Saturday, Lenny Kravitz at the AAC. Oh.
He's not still married to the Lisa Bonet, is he?
Well, sorry, I didn't mean to jump ahead, but I was...
Well, now you've got me questioning my research. Are they playing on the same night?
They're, no, they're two different shows.
Okay, that's...
Two different nights?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, that's breaking news to me, because I'm going to Sting. Sorry.
This is the Lenny Kravitz Show, Saturday night, AAC. Yeah, he was married to Lisa Bonet for about 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay. That's
they
done
had,
with.
They had a children together.
They had a children together.
And, of course, Lenny is best known for coming out of Helen Willis, who was one of the stars on The Jeffersons.
Oh, so he's a mixed race.
Roxy Roker.
Because Tom Willis was white.
But yeah, and wait. Lenny's real-life father, Tom Willis, was Lenny's TV father.
Oh. Wait, wait.
Oh, almighty. Lenny's real-life father was Cy Kravitz, also white, just like Tom Willis.
Cy Kravitz. Related to Mark Kravitz?
Isn't this odd? So Lenny, born from the loins of Cy Kravitz and Roxy Roker... Was born a Russian Jewish baby. He then later married Lisa Bonet, who is also Russian Jewish, who also had a white and black parent. Isn't that amazing?
So that makes that's
what I have on that.
So then their kids would be full black?
No.
didn't know that they spoke Russian, Lisa Bonet.
It doesn't say that they
spoke.
Did she
speak Russian on that show?
No. The Cosby Show?
Yeah.
Not that show. It's like one of the most popular shows ever. You don't call it that
That's
show.
Why it's weird she'd speak Russian on it, because it's so she popular it. Here.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Man, I tell you what, Lisa Bonet on my top five list.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
I've always had a huge thing for her. I mean, it is huge. Look. But you don't see her anymore, do you?
No. Not at
all. I wonder
all.
If she in just fact, completely retired.
She has gone into hiding. The whole Cosby thing.
Because of the KGB deal?
No, I just made up the gone into hiding fact.
Oh. I want to find out what she's doing now.
She's currently 47, and...
not for long. Give it less than a year.
She just had a kid in 2008.
From?
With actor Jason Momoa.
Didn't he win the Gold Glove?
What? Oh, my goodness. This, her dad, Alan Bonet, was an opera singer born in Texas.
Huh.
Interesting.
Go figure.
You're sure of that?
Yeah, I am sure of that.
All right, Lenny Kravitz, candidate two. Candidate three, biggest show coming to town this week. Also, Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. It is the ultimate false humility and bottom out guy. Scotty McCreary.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. He also sometimes looks like a T-Rex on stage because he'll like go to one side and he keeps his hands up by his chest.
Well, didn't he... wasn't there some story about how he had his wrist sewn to his nipple? Top tops, top that's why nice. His hand's top, always up there?
Tops, I don't think so.
Ray-Bans, Ray, waves
nope.
are waving,
nope.
ladies I'm are laying out. Now.
Nope. Feeling it. No, you're not.
He's feeling it.
iPods rocking, sunblock blocking, igloo stocking up. She cut off the cut, don't worry about nothing but putting something in my cup.
Oh,
good. I can't find
it's so fake
on.
Sounding.
There's nothing that's going on. It's making me want to sing a song that goes like this. Whoa, whoa, hey, nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Relax, just chilling.
He won version something something of American Idol a couple of years ago. All right,
he's talking about summertime and just hanging out down by the creek.
You know, putting something in his cup.
Yep.
All right, candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week. Sunday at the American Airlines Center Sting.
Sorry, I thought it was Saturday. I made plans to go on Saturday.
No, you ruined it for everyone.
I just had breaking news that it's on Sunday.
Going to be a big reveal, but...
No, I don't think it's that big a deal.
We planned our whole show around this, George.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going. So there you go.
Have you seen him before?
Yeah, two or three times. He's great.
I saw him that one year at the... Meyerson or the Windspear? I can't remember which one.
Meyerson.
But a somewhat small venue for him. And it was one of the three best shows I've ever seen in my life. He was incredible.
Yeah. He's a real talent. I love it when he plays acoustic. I love when he plays bass. And, it'll be a great show. And I like his... I guess I'm somewhat unusual in that I like his solo stuff better than... I was never a Mammoth Police fan. I liked him, but I wasn't just... Like, I had friends who just thought the Police had rewritten musical history.
Mm-hmm. Very unique group. Who else sounded like the Police?
Yeah, I just didn't necessarily dig the sound so much.
Yeah.
But I think him by himself is amazing.
Do you have Spirits in the Material World in there, by any chance, Jer?
No.
Wait, you hate that? How can you hate that bass line, man?
I don't know, man. It just runs right into do-do-do-a-da-da-da for me.
That's all I got to say to you.
Yeah, I know. So this stuff better.
Lots of. Can you name their albums?
No.
Zingada Degada.
That's close. Zingada Mendada.
Synchronicity.
Regatta de Blanc.
Synchronicity.
Yeah. And Synchronicity Outlandis de Moore. Listen to bass.
You overrate bass.
No, he doesn't, but he overrates the song.
bass is pure sex, guitar is finesse. That is a great bass line.
Yeah.
And imagine playing and singing that at the same time.
Oh, listen to the keyboard. I mean, that's...
There's no...
That's worse than the keyboard to the Paul McCartney Christmas song.
Nothing's worse than that. Not even Hiroshima.
Gosh, that got so overplayed in the early 80s.
What, Spirits of the Material World?
Yes.
It's a great song.
What about, what's the one of him and the student? What's that song? That's a great song.
Don't stand so close
yeah,
to
me.
Like,
you hate that one too?
God, that's a great song.
Look at you over there, wincing in pain. How about Walking on the Moon?
Great song.
That's okay, yeah.
Giants.
Roxanne.
Roxanne, great song.
Message SOS. In a Bottle.
Good song.
Young Teacher. Nothing wrong with this. Takes about 50 minutes to start.
There's something wrong with it.
King of Pain, great song. Every Breath You Take, great song.
Great song. King of Pain, they never should have put that on an album.
Did you like the video of him knocking down the candles in King of Pain?
No.
God, man, they had so many great songs. Great drummer, great guitarist, great bass player. Incredible band.
You know how good his show was, why I put it in the top three of live shows I've ever seen?
Because he smiled at you?
Because one song that I've always considered to be the biggest beating of a song, Desert Rose, the I need a lift that night.
Really?
It was unbelievable. And I hate that song. Yet I loved it that night.
Was he playing
that? I like this song.
Like 1951 P bass? Crazy old bass he has
on Sunday night. Sure enough.
All right, that's Candidate 4. And Candidate 5, Monday at the Addison Improv, the comedic stylings of Mankind, Mick Foley.
Whoa. The comedic stylings.
And for this, we bring on our wrestling expert, Big Strong Jeremy Moran. Now, what's going on here?
Basically, he's doing a tour where he tells jokes and stories about his wrestling career. It's a pretty funny thing. He's a good storyteller.
Ticket Zone.
He is Ticket Zone.
Did he headline a ticket stock, or was he just a...
He was out there.
Yeah. Featured there. Guest.
But yeah, it's a pretty, some pretty funny stories. Yeah.
Are you going?
No. I've got other commitments I have to do.
All right, that's Big Strong Jeremy Moran with a complete update on Mick
Foley. By the way,
his
daughter, Noelle, extremely hot.
Really? Does she wrestle?
No. No, we don't want to mess up that perfection.
What does she do?
She's a professional celebrity, I think, now. Podcaster.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate number one, Friday night at the Dallas Convention Center, the kickoff party with Toby Keith and Lady Antebellum. Candidate two, Saturday night at the AAC, Lenny Kravitz. Candidate three, Saturday night at Billy Bob's, Scotty McCreary. Candidate four, Sunday at the AAC, Sting. Or candidate five, Monday at the Improv in Addison, Mick Foley, George.
Well, I support the great Sturgill Simpson at Windstar on Saturday night, but I'll say Sting.
Yeah, Bob.
Gordo.
It's Sting, absolutely.
Sean.
A night of bass and tantric sex, Sting.
Yeah, George, what about those claims?
Jer.
Outrageous.
As much as I hate to admit it, it's Toby Keith and Lady Antebellum.
Yeah, right. It could be.
Fernando?
Sting.
I say Sting as well.